The MDG Gap Task Force monitored how industrialized countries were meeting pledges aimed at creating an environment that would support development. The task force analyzed gaps related to the areas of aid, debt relief, trade, and access to essential medicines and new technologies. Helen Clark heads the UN Development Programme, UNDP, one of its lead agencies.
I think we can say that debt relief was one of the major development successes of the MDG period. The Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative, HIPIC, cancelled on average 90% of the debts of some of the world's poorest and most severely indebted countries, with over $116 billion of debt written down. All creditors who took part in this important effort deserve our thanks.
But Ms. Clark pointed out that several small island developing states are still experiencing what she called debt stress. And while aid flows rose by 66% during the MDG period, she reported that half of official development assistance, or ODA, goes to just 20 countries. Access to essential medicines also remains a challenge, as exemplified by the Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
The MDG Gap Task Force report underscores the need to strengthen global partnerships for development in order to achieve the next generation of global goals, the SDGs. The report also shows the value and importance of monitoring and reporting on donor commitments.
The SDGs are the Sustainable Development Goals. Their objective is to create a better future for all people and the planet by tackling extreme poverty and the effects of climate change. Ban Ki-moon is the UN Secretary General.
I urge partners across the world to embrace the ambition embodied in the new sets of goals. I look forward to working together to deliver on the unfinished MDG commitments, tackle inequality, and meet the new challenges that have emerged across the three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, social, and environmental.
The report, launched on Friday, marks the final report by the MDG Gap Task Force. It was launched just days before world leaders will meet at the UN to sign off on the new Sustainable Development Goals. Deanne Penn, United Nations.